But I will say, I don't like the hit at all. It was, I think it was a dirty hit. I think I said it in a rush yesterday, Ian. I'm not sure. But it was a hit I didn't like it. It's on a player that's on the power play that's, you know, I've got a little, we didn't have great video on it in the first place because we're playing in a different arena that we didn't have any access to the video during the game at all. And I still hadn't watched it after the game. But now that I've had some time to watch it, it's not a hit that I like. I don't like that we're missing one of our marquee players. And that was on me yesterday. I should have explained it a little better than I did. So.
Do you have any update on Brock's status today?
No, I don't. I mean, it's day to day. That's the way it is with these things. I think we all know that.
What role do you think power play played in all of that? I mean, you talked about
it yesterday. Did.
Like, just the guys aren't used or maybe aren't even in that mindset that they're going to get.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, we all thought Brock was fine. Sometimes there's a hit and you're like, okay, is he down? Is he out? Is he hurt? I want a team that sticks up for each other. But he also played the power play, felt fine. I think he even made a physical hit down in the corner and got a breakaway and didn't start feeling off till later in the game.
On the clip, you can even see Brock saying, I'm fine.
I think
he's talking to another player. Does there need to be, Travis, some protocol in place of a guy, even if he gets up, takes a hit like that, we got to have a look at him, take him to the room?
Yeah, but there is that. We're playing in a neutral site game. That's not my department talking about spotters or anything like that. You'd have to ask. I'm not sure if there was or wasn't. But we've seen that before that's happened. So.
In the NFL, Travis, a lot of the teams are sitting at their marquee players during the preseason. Do you ever see a time when maybe that would happen in the NHL, or is it different?
I think it's different from case to case. How long players have played in the league, how long their off season was, where your team's at. As far as, you know, there's a lot of teams in the league that have their rosters set. We've got some hard decisions to make, and Brock Besser missed a week of training camp. He's definitely not going to not play games. He's going to, if I could have played him again tomorrow night, I would have or planned on it. So.
Zane Bowie, too. I know the onus is always on the player. So the player, he gets up, says he's okay.
Yeah.
He obviously wants to play like 5-on-3 because
there's
a good chance he's going to score
the
goal. Is there any way in a situation like that, just in principle, have the player come to the bench, just talk to the trainer or
I don't know exactly what happened in that situation, but that usually that is the case where the player says he's fine or he's not fine, but there are also spotters in the arena and yet in NHL arenas. And the NHL has done a good job in trying to protect players as far as concussions goes and protocol, and as soon as our trainers knew that he wasn't feeling right, they removed him from the game and didn't play him the last 3 minutes. I thought they did a great job in talking to him, like you said.
From your perspective, you've been able to get everybody into the games that you want, and have you been able to look at guys you wanted to look at, and be satisfied with how that's all gone?
Not yet. These last two games are important. I commented on it, I think, J-Pat, to you in Salt Lake, where these are important games for guys. We're going to have some hard decisions to make at the end of camp, and there's a big part that you like that as a coach. You want to have hard decisions to make, but you also know that someone's going to be disappointed, and you don't like that either. I like all the guys in the room, and someone's not going to be happy at the end of camp.
What's at stake for Nikolai Goldobin tonight? He skated in that second group yesterday. He's getting a chance tonight. I think it's been a relatively quiet preseason for him. What's at stake for him tonight?
I'd agree with that. I think he's had a quiet camp. He's one of those guys that has to play well. And he's not the only one. There's a handful of guys that I think have to have a good showing these last couple of games. We talked to our group before the game in Abbotsford, and it's obvious some guys are on the team, but those guys need to be dialed in to start the season. There's other guys that are on the team but are fighting for ice time, and there's other guys that I don't know if they're on the team. And the players probably know which category they fall into. So they always seem to know. And it just so happened yesterday he doesn't kill penalties and he wasn't on those power play groups. It wasn't anything more than that. If he's on the team, I'm sure Goldie will be on the power play.
When you say hard decision, hard in a good way because you have so many guys trying to seize it, or can it be hard in a bad way where you haven't had enough guys separate themselves?
Well, I think right now it's still hard. Like, no matter what kind of, when you have decisions to make like that, I'll say what I said again. I think it's a good thing from a coach that you have players that you think are, you know, NHL players, but it's hard that you've got to disappoint someone too. I find that's the human part of coaching that is the hard part. But that is part of coaching.
You talked at the end of the season about Goldobin, about he needs to be quicker getting there, quicker with his decision. What's missing with him in the preseason, Travis? What do you not?
Well, he's been a little bit quiet. I haven't seen a lot offensive stuff from him, and I'm not expecting him to run over people or be some physical force on the ice. But in today's game, it's so obvious that you have to be able to stall a puck or come up with a puck the way the game is changing and how fast it is and how aggressive it is. And when I say aggressive, I mean skating and you know, it's not like there's huge hits, but there's stick checks where you're turning over the puck. And it's a pressured game today, and you've got to be able to either apply pressure with your body or your mind and your stick and be in the right spots. And I do believe he's working harder, but I think he's had a quiet camp. And I think that's honest and fair to say. I think he'd probably agree with it.
Travis, looking at your projected lineup from rushes and such, it looks like you've got a couple young forwards and a couple young D.
Yeah.
Is tonight in particular sort of almost like a last chance to make a big impression here?
Well, when you have 3 and 4, back to the question earlier, you've got to also manage some minutes and some games and try to make sure your certain guys aren't playing too much here, so they're pulling a groin or something like that. So we're trying to put a lineup on the ice that makes sense that way and also makes sense for giving guys a look. So there's going to be certain guys that will play all three, and there's going to be guys that are going to play the power play, and they need to play well.
We're getting another look at Sean being
on. Yeah.
And they had a really strong game at Edmonton. What do you like about
They all kind of play on the same page. They want to, they make life hard on the other, whoever they're out against. Responsible. I'd like to see them play in the other team's zone more than we've seen in the past, and I think they did a good job of that in Edmonton. And we've at the end of every season, you talk to players about working on their game and making improvements, and all three of those guys, I think they worked on their game over the summer. Even Jay Beagle, he's working on his game all the time, trying to make more plays with the puck, but not foolish plays, but still they play a very direct game and they make it hard on the opposition's defense when they're playing well. And we'll see if they can do it again tonight.
You know what you've got in Brandon Sutter, but when a guy comes off essentially a lost season like last year, he probably has to prove to himself a little bit, just especially with the abdominal issues.
Yeah.
Like, has he looked like Brandon Sutter of old through Canada?
Yeah, at times. I expect a guy that's missed a lot of time to have a little bit of up and down during training camp. I think you see that with guys that have been out. Training camp's hard, and it wears players down and probably wears those players down a little more. But he's a veteran guy. He understands his body, and he is an elite. I think he's an elite penalty killer. He's a big part of our penalty killing as well. Good on faceoffs, and I think I've seen spurts of what we want to see out of Sutz, and we'll continue to watch and see where his game goes.
Travis Pearson back on the line with Horvat and Miller. Mm-hmm. Did you like what you saw? I mean, it was limited 5-on-5 time in Abbotsford, but did you like what you did see from that line?
I did. I thought they got a little unlucky on a couple goals against them. Talked to them about it during the game, but I did. They're just three hot guys that play hockey, and they play it in straight lines. They're a handful down. They're strong on the puck. They all, put their head down and work. And you know, it's a line we could see to start the year. I want to see it again tonight, but I just think they're just hockey players that work, and they've got good skill, and you need bigger bodies to win in this league that can play the game, and I think all three of those guys can.
I know you've already talked about Beagle, Schaller, and Mott, but mm-hmm. Beagle and Schaller in particular, this is going to be their fourth out of six opportunities playing sort of together as a partnership in this preseason. Do they have a complementary skill set, or what's been sort of behind the thinking in tying them together?
Well, I think you're always when, you know, it's different for every team. It's different for the team you have as a coach. You have to coach your players, and you have to coach what you have and try to put your players in an area to succeed. I think both those guys, you know, kind of play a similar game. They're not going to wow you with their skill. They're not going to, but they're going to wow you with their work and their aggressiveness. And, you know, their details are sharp. They know how to play the game on both sides of the puck, especially defensively. And as a coach, you know, there's no sense me playing Beagle with Besser and, you know, whoever, Furley. Like, I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to play Petey with Schalls and Motter. That's part of coaching and making sure you put combinations together that make sense. I think they like playing together. And I think they all know where their bread is buttered.
One last one on a similar topic. Not in the lineup tonight, but Levo and Erickson have played three together. Is that sort of a partnership you have in your mind's eye that you can sort of project?
Could be. Could be. You're reading my mind. It's not hard. But it's been a pretty open book. But that's what preseason's about, trying to find some, you got to find some combos. You get a look at them, how they look on the ice, how they look on paper. And that's all part of it. It's not written down in stone yet, but there's a reason why those guys have played a little bit together, and there's just much like how Petey and Bess played together. So there's probably another guy that I'll throw on that line eventually too, and you can probably guess that.
Stats were a little sparse in Abbotsford, but do you know what Miller went in the faceoff circle?
I don't, but he looked pretty good to me. We didn't, the stats were, I didn't get ice times or anything when I was there.